The Strip, after Israeli airstrikes on Saturday killed at least 70 Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Reuters' Ilan Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Officials say more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the attack, with hundreds more injured. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Daif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Daif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. Local officials say an oil depot caught fire in Russia's southwestern Rostov region following a Ukrainian drone attack in the early hours of Saturday. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The long-range strike is the latest by Kyiv's forces on a border region. Ukraine has in recent months stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals in an effort to slow down the Kremlin's war machine. The Russian Ministry of Defense said it had destroyed four drones over its territory overnight, while Ukraine's Air Force said its air defenses intercepted four of the five drones launched by Russia, with a fifth drone leaving Ukrainian airspace in the direction of Belarus. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Pakistani court has overturned the conviction and seven-year prison sentence of former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife in a case relating to the legality of their marriage. This is VOA News. North Korea has threatened to boost its nuclear capability in reaction to U.S.-South Korean deterrence guidelines.